From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The African Union force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It is also freezing work permits for more than 200 relatives of two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Surveillance video shows the gunmen were disguised as businessmen wearing coats and ties. Isaac Herzog is the head of Israel's opposition Labor Party.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona, to show that life continues as usual, and we will not give up, and we will never be deterred by terror.
The army is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank. Several suicide attacks killed more than 20 people Thursday in Iraq, Edward Uranian reports.
Thick clouds of black smoke poured from vehicles that caught fire following the explosion of a car bomb in Baghdad's eastern district of Al-Jadida. A second suicide car bomb blew up next to an army checkpoint in the northern Baghdad suburb of Taji. The car bomb attacks Thursday coincided with the ongoing government offensive to recapture the Islamic State-held town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Mr. Obama congratulated Clinton for becoming the first woman to gain the nomination of a major U.S. political party. The president appeared in an ad released by the Clinton campaign.
Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office.
Mr. Obama made the endorsement after meeting with Clinton's Democratic challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders told reporters outside the White House he hopes to meet with Clinton soon.
I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump.
Senator Bernie Sanders. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River, currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. China Thursday rejected a warning from Japan about a Chinese naval vessel sailing close to the Senkaku Islands. The territory is claimed by both countries. Japan vowed to protect the territory, which China calls the Diaoyu Islands. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group is back in the country facing terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Qawis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Pakistani authorities say the recent U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban while he was in Pakistan has damaged the mutual trust between Pakistan and the United States. They say the attack has seriously set back peace efforts and intensified hostilities in Afghanistan. Senior U.S. officials are due to meet with their Pakistani counterparts on Friday. Indonesian police say they have arrested three men with links to the Islamic State militant group. The three were planning attacks in the country's second-largest city during Ramadan. The World Health Organization announced Thursday Liberia is free of the Ebola virus. The West African country has successfully passed 42 days without a confirmed case of the disease. Two Confederate flags will be removed from two separate stained glass windows at the Washington National Cathedral. Cathedral representatives made the announcement Wednesday. The flags will be replaced with panes of glass on windows honoring Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.